Welcome to the game with Glenn Quatermain and Adrian Barrage. Quatt is a veteran footy scribe with hands so small he can only carry 2 pints. And Barra, an Eagles original, Perth Demons diehard, and regular face on Channel 7.
Hello, Adrian Barrage here from 7 News.
He'll tell you about the 1991 Grand Final, except he got dropped after the prelim. We don't promise any fancy sound effects or bells and whistles. It's just two blokes talking football.
Thank you to the Great Dennis Committee. You are listening to Quarters and Barra. I am Glenn Quatermain, Chief Sports Reporter for the West Australian. With me is Adrian Barrage of Channel 7 Perth Football Club fame. How are you, Barra?
I'm good, mate. Really good. A friend of Jordan Clark. And so I've been in there batting for the young man, man of character, a good family. I've really been sticking up for him. I know the West has as well. And I think I actually think he has been a little bit hard done by. I'm not sure exactly what happened, though I have a bit of an idea. But some of the focus was not right, and it's created all sorts of talk, Quarters.
We are brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch, download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. It feels like about a week ago that game. It was only 2 days ago. Look, I have my take on it is that, yes, clearly the ball was touched twice, but I don't think we should ever go and review those. The game's being slowed down as much as too much as it is, so let's not review every kick.
Not every kick.
No, but you can't review a kick that's...
We're talking about a captain's call, challenge.
That's different. One captain's challenge.
Okay, so you're happy with that?
I'm happy with one captain's challenge.
Yeah, like the NRL. You love NRL. Works beautifully there.
I think the captain's challenge would have to be only in the last quarter, though. Is that
only
fair?
In the last quarter, you reckon?
Well, you're not going to review it
50s,
earlier because...
Only in the 50-metre area.
Well, just in the last quarter. It doesn't have to be in the 50-metre. I just reckon in the last quarter. Any other time in the game, pretty much, you know, you've got probably the capability of overcoming that, but in the last quarter, it's...
But that's the captain's call, obviously, the captain's decision. A bit like cricket. Mm. If you blow all your, you know, your challenges and you don't have one at the end, that's happened in many famous cases.
I wouldn't mind seeing fewer reviews on the silly, on the goal line, the ones that we know are clear. And I think these sort of incidents... but goal line incident should be, but I don't think we should review the kick off the boot for a mark, for a shot for goal, as happened at the weekend. I'll tell you one thing. You reckon Freo was stiff? People will forget pretty quickly. Adelaide were it cost them a spot in the finals last year.
Are you comparing blunders? Which was a bigger blunder?
Oh, the Adelaide one.
Yeah, well, that was a bigger blunder.
It was a clear goal that was not reviewed.
Why are you mentioning that? Because that is a case for the... If there'd been a captain's challenge in there, or captain's call,
correct.
Ben Keyes could have said to Jordan Dawson, hey, Dawson, I think we should have a look at this. I think it was a bloody goal.
It's one of the worst things I've seen in footy in the last 20 years, that. It was just absolutely disgraceful. And I think Adelaide handled it with a fair bit of dignity.
I think they handled it wrong now.
Yeah,
when you look at how they're going Adelaide? This year, I reckon they handled it wrong. They needed to get their get shitty. They needed to get a chip on their shoulder.
Oh,
they needed to go, we got to stick it up them next year. They just thought they'd go in this year, be the same. They forgot all the work that they did and how hard they tried to sort of manufacture a brilliant forward line and score goals. And now they're flat. Now they're basically over, 0-4. It's
pretty hard for me.
And I take it right back to that game. Ben Keyes should have had a goal, and it wasn't a goal.
Against Sydney too, who basically took their spot in the finals.
I know, and this is where why a captain's call is so important. We saw it. Imagine if that happened in a grand final. I know this is the old chestnut, and you get sick of hearing it. What if it happened in a grand final? Mm. What if it did happen in a grand final? What happened on the weekend?
Well, it sort of has. There was a Collingwood Brisbane grand final a few years ago where Rocker's goal was... not called, was it behind?
So the goal stuff is being sorted because review, right?
Sort of.
So now they automatically score review. But the end general play has never been sorted.
And it shouldn't be.
No, but that's where you use the captain's call.
Yeah, one captain's call, yeah.
Yeah, so are you're confusing me. Are you going with the captain's call?
No, I'm going with one captain's call. Right. The only thing is, Barra, is that footage available instantly?
Yeah, I heard someone on television say that. Mate, I looked at it. I was sitting here watching the game. There was the angle, and they were talking about how it brushed his hair.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see in the normal play that it had come off bloody James Aish's hair, and he's got some weird hair, I know, and a headband, all that. But when you slow-mo'd it, which you can do in the arc or the box or whatever they call it, when you slow-mo it and you zoom in on it, which you can do, because like we're television people, we know how this stuff works, yeah, you can clearly see it hit his forearm.
I would find it very hard to believe that they couldn't find the footage and review it within 30, 40 seconds of that happening.
Yeah, that's right. Your man, whoever you were listening to, was saying they can't do it and that vision didn't appear for a couple of days. He's talking about the front-on vision or the behind-the-goals vision, which you can get later, but you probably could get
other
fed
people in the stadium not watching TV said they saw a clear deviation. So clearly the umpires got it wrong. They've admitted they got it wrong.
Matt Stevic saw a deviation, yeah. I reckon. Mm. Do you reckon he did?
I don't know. I can't speak for him.
Talking to the Fremantle boys, there is a suggestion that he said it's touched, or one of the umpires said it was touched, and then the bloke closest sort of overruled him more or less, and there wasn't that discussion between the umpires. There's supposed to be that sort of, you know, they're supposed to come to confer. There was no conferring.
Yeah, they clearly got it wrong, and it was very costly for Freo. The one thing about the dissent, now whether, I don't really care whether he uttered the words to the umpire or not, you just can't do it. So he'll have to learn from that. And it's a real pity because Jordan Clark should have been remembered for the great game he played on the day, but he won't be. He'll be remembered for that incident on that day. Has had a pretty good season, Jordan Clark, so let's give him that, right? Has had a really good season.
Yep.
I reckon he's in All-Australian form. So, but it
well,
still
the
is.
Well, the needs to be cleared up because if he was saying, he could have been saying to him, what did he
doesn't
say?
Doesn't matter.
Effing, what did
doesn't
he say?
Doesn't matter. If you're looking at the umpire and you utter those words, which he was.
That needs to be cleared up. If you're saying it to yourself.
Still. If the umpire feels that it's
I'm not saying he said it to him, so I'm just saying, but if he was, it's not exactly.
You're just going to shut up, Barra.
Are they a bit thin-skinned? When I heard it, what was it, effing, what was the second part of it?
Idiot.
Effing idiot. I mean, that is not exactly a game-changing comment, is it?
Well,
that's the second part of it that I wanted to say.
So Jordan
to you.
Says he said it to himself, right? So we'll take that. We'll take his word on that.
Well, if he said it to himself, it shouldn't have been a free kick.
Yeah, but the umpire doesn't know that at the time, Barra.
I've said it to myself.
Yeah, but the umpire doesn't know that.
You've said it to yourself at work?
It's a pretty hard...
Do you get in trouble?
All the time.
I know.
Yeah.
You're not saying it about your boss or your editor. You're saying it about
yourself. I'm looking at you, right? And I'm saying, effing idiot. You're clearly thinking I'm talking to you.
Not if you say Jordan.
What if I have aggressive eyes?
If you say, F an idiot quarters, or if I go, F an idiot Barra, you're not thinking it's going to be, you don't think that's you, do you?
No.
But the other point I'd like to make is that penalty is massive. It's who came up?
Okay, good call.
Instead of going back to the middle and giving him a free kick, they go.
Got to be in the middle.
It's got to be at an advantage to, you know, that
it's
team.
It's still a huge in advantage in the middle,
isn't
it? Because
what they're saying, in case it's in the back line, and then it's not an advantage. So you bring it forward. That was ridiculous. Yeah. Kennedy.
Well, they're the rules.
How did they choose Kennedy to kick it anyway?
Well, they're the rules.
He was the nearest bloke.
But I agree with you. I think penalty in the centre circle is penalty enough, really.
Yeah. You know what gets up my nose? And I'm so proud of the Deputy Premier coming out and having a crack because she's a big docker and she understands and we all understand.
Little bit of political expediency there, Barra.
Where's her purple?
Should she get involved?
Purple. Oh, absolutely.
On.
We've got to take them on, all of us. It's the small state syndrome. Okay. She's seen it in GST negotiations and all the rest of it that they try to do to us. Mm-hmm. This is what happens, mate. You know what? This makes a case for us having a third AFL team here because we are a pimple on the arse of the AFL at the moment.
So you reckon...
And we've got no power.
So you reckon
and the
this
only
is
team
a conspiracy?
Power, mate, I'm telling you how it operates.
It's not a conspiracy.
The only team with power, any power, is West Coast and they're struggling. Freo has bugger all power, so they can push him around as much as they like. It's only Fremantle. Don't tell me it wouldn't have been a bigger outcry if Collingwood happened to Collingwood or Carlton. Adelaide's a bit the same. You know, they're not.
It's been pretty big news. It has been big news
but
over East.
It's not like the end of the world. Could you imagine if it happened to one of the big
teams? Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And I don't go in for these conspiracy theories.
It's not a conspiracy.
But I've seen it happen to us at West Coast in the early days.
Yep.
And it happens. And that's why I was talking to our good friend Mark Duffield, and he strongly believes the only way for us to have equal power and to get our right desserts in this world in the footy world is to have a third team. And he's saying, let's go, don't worry about gather round, let's go all in on having a third team, make it down in Bunbury. There's an airport there in Busselton. All the people down there follow West Coast, so it's not going to affect Fremantle. They'll jump on board. Let's spend money there. They can play at Optus, but they're based down in Bunbury. How good would that be? Three teams in Western Australia will have some power. Mm-hmm. Do you like that? The South West team.
I don't mind a third team. South Australia's put up its hand as well. Norwood wants to be the third team. I think a third team, however, I think it should be Darwin. I think Northern Territory should get a team.
I think so too, but it won't happen apparently. They just can't get it organised. They haven't got the dough. So,
want to be a truly national competition, it should be the Northern Territory. They bat way above their average in terms of footballers.
Apparently, just economically, they can't do it. Tassie's struggling to build a stadium.
Imagine, we can get around that.
Would Tassie build a stadium?
Yeah, they will.
So what about Darwin, Northern Territory? I don't think so. And they need air conditioning.
The other point...
Mate, but let's stay on the Bunbury, just because there's a lot of listeners here from Bunbury, for the southwest, all right?
A lot of friends down there, the southwest.
I mean, they've even got a name. I think it's the Southwest Pelicans.
No, that was from the Mandurah people.
No, so, I believe the
Busselton people.
Yeah, Southwest Pelicans. I'm thinking maybe Pelicans is not the right name.
New Orleans. New Orleans.
I know, but I reckon they should go Sharks or something. Don't you reckon?
Maybe.
Southwest Sharks.
You don't want to scare people away.
This massive bloody Noah's
Pelican's
down.
Pelican's a beloved creature.
Because you can include Albany and all that, couldn't you? So,
what a funny old fella is the pelican. Its mouth holds more food than his belly can.
Very good, mate.
I was taught that when I was a kid.
Someone said this.
Lovely, isn't it?
Somebody said the seagulls. I said, mate, in footy, seagull is a derogatory.
Sandringham of the seagulls
that
in
is
the
a,
VFL.
That is a but explain to people, it's a derogatory term.
It can be.
It means you're hanging out wide looking for a chip.
It does, yeah.
Mind you, at City Beach, I've seen those bloody... Have you seen them go off at City Beach?
Have you ever been to the south coast of England?
They just monster the joint.
Mate, the seagull, the movie The Birds, the Alfred Hitchcock movie,
mate.
That is fair dinkum. You know the
sleep
size?
For weeks after
they're
that.
Like jumbo jets. My wife was coming out of a deli with a sandwich and the seagull swooped. I'm not going to call it a seagull, it was just a predator. And it swooped, took the whole sandwich out of her hand.
Mate, you've got to take your tennis racket with you and give them the backhand.
She's also walking a lot. And shortly after she had...
That was a joke, right? For all bird lovers, that was a joke.
Shortly after she had the sandwich stolen from her hand, she was walking further up the beach and there was a kid with an ice cream and walking the other way. And she said to the kid, don't go that way.
Mate,
do not go that way with your ice cream. They will take you off the ground and fly away with you.
Mate, so true. So if you think birds are harmless... Have a look at the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds. It'll change your mind.
Or just go to the south of England. They are huge. Now, listen, we digress. Just one further point on the Frio situation. Barra, it's also true that the Dockers will take another valuable lesson out of this. As the coach, Justin Longmuir, indicated, the damage was done by the time that double touch mark was taken and the descent.
But they were still in front, understand that.
But the damage, they could have killed.
How can the damage be done when
they're leading? Because they should have killed the contest.
Oh, I see what you mean. And you're blaming Jackson as well.
Well, it was an aggressive tap. He should have probably hugged it in and forced a stoppage. But not just Jackson. There's plenty of other players. And I think that they should have killed. They've got to be better at killing the contest. Great teams find a way to win.
Well, they were cheated out of it, mate.
Well,
let's not have a crack at them when you get cheated out of it.
Well, yeah, cheats are
43 seconds. They only had to hold on for 43 seconds.
Yeah. Well, they could fight.
Could they have held on?
You know what?
But you're right, they should have killed the game.
You learn
Luke Jackson, even the coach pointed out that Luke Jackson made a mistake there. Josh Tracy took a mark that should have been a mark earlier on, just before that as well, in the same passage of play. The umpires didn't give him that. I don't like to go for the conspiracy stuff, but Jacko's a little bit stiff that the umpires... exposed him, though De Koning did a good job, actually. Tom De Koning.
Oh, it's a pretty good contest.
So Sean Darcy.
Like two Olympic athletes, wasn't it? They're such athletic, big boys.
So does Darcy come straight in then?
So Justin Longmuir was asked about this on ABC Radio last night, and he said he's got a few boxes to tick still. My gut feel is that they'll wait another week. That's my gut feel.
Don't bring him in against.
That's my gut feel.
But that midfield that they're playing against,
And Soldo's given him a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great midfield. Look, the other point that we should raise, and Justin Lemieux has raised, they've sent some clippings to the AFL on the treatment of Jai Amos from that Carlton game. So Wiedering played on him. Mitch McGovern was getting across as well. So kick 1-1 from four disposals. And clearly that's what happens when you're a key forward. It's almost a sign of respect. Well, it is.
So they're saying unfairly treated?
Well, they haven't sent them clippings just for
no reason.
I've
been taking marks.
Well, of him probably getting his arms chopped and what have you. So they've just asked for some clarity ahead of this week's
game.
That's
what you've got to do, mate. Well, you've got to push back. You've got to keep throwing it up. That's how West Coast got through. They just went, mate, cop this. We're not copping it anymore. And now, that's why I like what Rita was doing. Hey, before you go on, mate, are you good for a loan?
Never.
I reckon you're good for a
loan. Mate, I'm
now.
Just a battling journalist.
No, don't give me that crap.
Just a battler.
Mate, I read that you've got a new show on the ABC at night.
Yes, on Tuesday night. I'll be on tonight.
Doing that for free, are you?
For meagre compensation.
Oh, you're talking to me now. So, mate, how many nights a week is that?
Just a night. I do some stuff for them on a Saturday morning.
So you're getting paid so much, you only had to do one night.
I don't get paid too much,
You could
mate.
Have done it's the
just,
whole week.
It's just great to be working.
Who else is on there?
Clint Wilden.
Yeah, great man.
Sharad Demon. Willingham.
Sharad, very good, very
great
good.
Great fella. And, you know, high footy IQ, West Coast Eagles player, Collingwood Premiership player.
Mm. Yep. And so that's...
That's on Saturday mornings. And then during the week, Mitch Turner, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Six to seven, is it?
Yeah, 7 to 8.
On the ABC. Is it live or is it...
Local radio live.
Are you pretending it's live?
Live.
Bullshit.
It is live.
Oh, you're not going to go in there at 7 a.m.
Yes, I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Money bags. Well done.
Money bags?
Good darts, mate. Oh,
please.
You're on your way.
Oh, please.
See what happens when you jump in with Barrow on a podcast? Oh. He's just fly. Oh. I've helped Daniels, Zemplis.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Well, I still wait for the help, mate. I'm still a
You're
battler.
You're on your way, mate. You've got your own show.
Battler from the northern suburbs, mate. Look, we've spoken about Frio. What about West Coast? So a much better performance. Took it right up to Sydney. Everybody waxing lyrically about Harley Reid, and it was a great performance from Harley Reid. But I thought Jeremy McGovern's performance was really telling too. They tried to get Haywood on him to sort of halve his contest, but he found a way to break through. And he's been in really, really good form this year, Jeremy McGovern, which is a good effort given very interrupted season last year and just shows you his value to the team. So it was
good effort handing out over his teeth as well.
Yeah, two teeth.
The old days.
Two teeth. And had the mouth guard in, is that right? Or didn't
he doesn't
have one
wear the mouth guard.
Yeah, well, there's a lesson for you kids.
That's for concussion reasons you should wear the mouth guard. I wonder why he doesn't. Probably breathing.
Well, it's the IQ mouth guards who they give you data.
Mm.
But apart from that, they're not going to prevent concussion, a mouth guard.
It goes into your mouth guard. That's why you wear a mouth guard.
Yeah.
And for your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, what do you think boxers wear them for?
Well, I'm still dubious over concussion is concussion. There's not much you can do about it.
No, there's not much. But I can tell you from first-hand experience, mouth guards, if you get a big mouth guard.
I always wore one.
Really helps. The other bloke we need to mention is Elliot Yeo.
Yep.
If the Eagles were going all right, he would be talked about in dispatches all over the shop.
It has started the year well.
Mate, he'd be like Brownlow contention. He was absolutely, what was his stats? 28 disposals, 9 inside 50s and 8 tackles. He was almost, they almost gave him best on ground in a losing team. And McGovern, 26, 8 rebound 50s. Fantastic. And while they stood tall in the centre clearances too, but the Swans then doubled them at stoppage clearances. So they got the ball out of the middle, but then around the ground they struggled. And now I wanted to take umbrage with some coverage about, well, firstly, Harley Reid, probably a bit stiff not to be rising star. Your paper was very supportive.
Darcy was pretty good. Darcy kicked 3 goals.
Yeah, but you... Didn't you? What's the back page say?
Yeah, well, I didn't do the back page. Harley Reid has to be nominated for the Rising Star.
Yeah, you didn't have any input.
But there's a few weeks ahead. He can still be nominated.
Ripped off or something.
But
overlooked or
snubbed.
Snubbed.
Mm.
Yeah. So you're going with a snub?
He drove that team at the weekend. It was just a pretty good effort. But don't underestimate Darcy's performance. 3 goals.
I was just following the West. Look, I can tell you.
So you think he should have been the rising star this week?
Well, the significance of the pressure that's on him and the fact that he was a deliver like that, the fact that he had 7 broke seven tackles.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing,
broke
wasn't it?
In one game.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for people to understand.
I'll tell you what, when he puts four quarters together.
Mate, because the tackling in the AFL is phenomenal. Mm. It's like rugby league now almost. Not, well, that's a big statement. It's not as
and
good as rugby
and when you think about adjusting to the pace of the game
as
well,
he's done a good tackles,
job.
And it's this second highest all time, just behind Dusty Martin and LDU, who had eight tackles in a game.
Broke eight tackles.
So it was. They probably didn't look at those stats, and he'll get nominated. But what I was going to say was, I can't believe some of the Victorians are still saying that after 3 years he'll leave, he won't extend his contract, he won't be happy here. Did they see him kick that goal and then grab his jumper and the logo and go, look, here, here. What do you think he's saying there? What do you think he's doing by pulling the logo like that? Where's the camera? Pulling
he's
the
saying,
logo.
I love you, going, Eagles. That's what he's saying.
I'm staying. That's what he's saying, mate. I'm not going nowhere. I love this joint. How good is this? I know my girlfriend's Victorian and she's a Dersma or whatever. But I love this place, and I'm here to be counted. I mean, that's a massive statement.
It is.
I think that's been overlooked. I'm surprised that hasn't been made more of. To me, as a footballer, that just said that bloke is invested in this joint. He wants to lead us out of this pooperama we're in at the moment.
I think it was covered in the West on Monday morning.
There was
an event in the Freo game that probably swamped it.
Yeah, that's right. But that photo should be plastered everywhere. And you know who ran in? The two kids ran in, Jinby and Campbell Chesser. So that'll be surely, if you're listening, Eagles social media, get hold of that.
So what did
start
you,
pushing that around.
What did you make of the overall gather round?
Yeah, okay, I concede. And there's no brown water, I believe. I asked about the brown water. Ryan Daniels said didn't see any brown water coming out of the taps. Mm-hmm. Is that a myth?
It might have been. He's drinking the Evian from the bottle, knowing Ryan, eh?
Have they cleared it up? Hilton penthouse, you reckon they don't have that problem?
See, I'm a battler from the penthouse. Northern suburbs. I just have to go out and stay in backpackers' joints.
So it's only the back. They've done a good job. What about him now? What about the Premier? Here's a quote. He goes, what's his name?
Malinauskas.
Peter Malinauskas. He went large. He said the gather round Barossa announcement, because they're going out to the Barossa.
Two games in Barossa next
year. Which does sound pretty good, I've got to say. I hate to admit it. He called the gather round the most attractive major event in the nation.
Oh, please.
I said, someone ring him up and goes,
He's known for hyperbole, Barra, this bloke.
Have you heard of State of Origin?
Good on him.
Have you heard of the Australian Open?
Oh, please. Please. Yeah, no, I don't think it's quite got the Australian Open yet.
Going out to some friggin' vineyard and having a game is not going to...
So, hey, by the way, Barra, they've got it for 3 years, so they've got it for the next 2 years. So
they're
it ain't
have it
going
permanent.
Nowhere for... No, they doesn't mean
it
you should
happen,
have...
No, they, will.
They should not.
Mate, it's a living certainty.
No, it's not a living certainty. WA is going pretty hard at this. WA is every chance.
It'll be 40 mil by the time we have to.
Just
have a
because you've done it well doesn't mean another state can't do it even better.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, well,
are
I'm
you suggesting we wouldn't be up to it?
No, what I'm saying is it's going to be 40 mil. I'm not sure we want to pay 40 mil. We'll make 80 or 100, but 40 is a big price. You look at what the wrestling
make
was.
Make about 85 coming back.
Yeah, I know. I just said that, but yeah. I'm just saying
for 1 year it won't be.
You look at what. The cost of the UFC or WrestleMania or the Italian teams coming, it's not that much money. You know what I mean? That's a big amount of money, 40 mil, to get something like this over here. Having said that, I was talking to the Lord Mayor during the week and he agrees with me that it would be spectacular if that precinct...
Oh, the Lord Mayor's big on it.
Oh, the precinct there.
It's made for it.
And he's only up to the river, so only he only gets the whacker part of it. Of course, that precinct Wacker Optus. Mm-hmm. So that's not his area, the Optus area, but
the
Wacker
Peninsula
area. He's very excited about the Wacker being completed. You know, maybe that'll.
But
force
it's not about where the game's played. It's about the whole community and the state buying in.
Yeah, but that's part of the charm of Adelaide, isn't that? Why they've killed it? They've got all those provincial grounds. You go out there.
So you've got those here.
10,000. Yeah, but we're not going. I think us would be Wacker Optus. All around that area.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
You might be able to squeeze one in somewhere else, and then I still am big on a game in Bunbury because you open up that whole Busselton.
Yeah, I agree. And
direct
then start
flights.
Push for
by
a
the
third
way,
team.
Just on that, I don't buy this nonsense about, oh, people won't be able to afford. Mate, we may as well not go for any events if that's the argument.
Well, you mean they won't fly in?
Of course they will.
I think the argument is that Adelaide is ideally suited because it's so close to everyone there and it's on the East Coast. Not It's not so much they won't come here. It's just it'd be a lot easier going to bloody Adelaide, wouldn't it?
Another hour and a half, 2 hours on a plane. That's all it is.
A lot of the Vicks can drive.
Have another couple of
Collingwood fans
G&Ts on the plane. It's all right.
Yeah, but Collingwood fans ain't getting G&Ts on a plane. They're going, driving their car or getting a bus down to Adelaide, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that's the great thing. 18
Still
teams
a fair
here.
Drive.
18 teams
about 10
in
hours.
Perth, all the hotels, every hotel has a team. Mm-hmm. You know, all the byplay between all the fans.
We can do that here.
But I reckon they're going to lock it away in Adelaide for permanently.
That would be a disgrace.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be a disgrace.
Are you going to mention Finlayson?
Yes, we should. Well, they are. Frio is playing Port Adelaide this weekend, so we should. So Finlayson put his hand up and said, yep, uttered a homophobic slur in their game last weekend. Of course, we saw Alistair Clarkson cop a 2-game suspended sentence and a fine just recently for also uttering a homophobic slur. So
have they made a rule? Is that a precedent?
Absolutely, they have.
So how can they'll suspend him?
He has to be suspended.
He's a living certainty to get
suspended. But what happens with the Clarkson one now? It's double standards.
That's what I mean. That's exactly.
Does that not suggest it's a boys' club?
Yeah, Victorian boys' club.
Mm-hmm.
Victorian boys' club as well. And where are we? We're in Western Australia.
So I don't think they can let it go. They can't let it go.
So he'll cop a week minimum. Some saying 3 to 4.
I think you cop a week.
I reckon it's a week.
I think a week.
And, I mean, there's...
Pretty important player to them, too.
With the AFL and AFLW, there's a massive gay community following of the sport, okay, now? So it's things like this. It's the reason that no players ever come out, which is, you know, how has that happened over the journey that there's never been... Someone who's come out and said, yeah, I'm living a gay
lifestyle. So what should happen is it should be an en masse outing. They should get a dozen players or so together and say, let's all come out together. Take the pressure off so you're not the first. The stigma isn't attached to you as the first.
You don't mean stigma. You don't mean stigma. You mean something else, don't you?
No, yeah. So it's not because you will be, if there's a dozen come out, it's much less pressure than one coming
less,
out.
Less publicity,
yeah,
you
that's
mean,
right.
Don't you? Yeah. Like Ian Roberts.
Don't you think that's a good way to approach it?
I think we kind of have to leave it up to the people. We can't say, you must come out. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying
it's
that.
It's up to them. But it is just surprising that over the journey, and that's why this
so
is...
So do you think this was uttered as a...
That's why you can't
just,
use that language.
Yeah.
So I say to my son, do you just say that to your son? Don't use that word. You know, the worst word that he always uses, that they always use young people now. You know how we say mate?
Yeah.
They use that, see you next Tuesday, all the time.
Yeah.
Like as a thing of affection. I'm going, you can't say that. And because that'll come out in the wrong place. And that's the same as if you and me are messing around and we're punching on a wrestling or something and I call you something. I shouldn't do that because that will come out, and like it would in that circumstance, like in footy, under pressure.
I just get bro all the time from my two boys.
Bro,
I say, I'm not your bro. I'm your dad.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, can you? And I say, what are you calling me bro for?
It's hard to understand it. What about when they come out with, it's a bit meh? Is it meh?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Is it meh? It's meh, isn't it? A bit meh.
What does that mean?
What the hell's that mean? It means it's crapola.
Okay.
It's a bit meh. Anyway. Me and Nick Nat knew. We've got no idea what the kids are talking about. That's why Nick retired. But it is important that they make a statement on Finlayson. Clearly, he was just shooting his gob off. And under pressure, in the heat of the battle, you do say some silly things. So don't use that language. You know you can't fat shame either. So I couldn't say you fat
fair enough.
So-and-so.
That's fair.
On a footy field.
Yeah.
If the bloke complained, he could go to the ump and say, hey, he called me fat. Now, in
not
the old
you
days, you'd start laughing about that. But nowadays, you can't do that. Because you can't hurt their feelings, basically. You know what I mean?
If it's not related to football, then you don't say it.
Yeah, so we can go a bit far on this whole thing, I suspect.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So Scotty,
but there are certain areas that are no-go zones, and clearly at the weekend we
religion,
saw one.
Religion, racial.
And he's put his hand up.
Sexual.
I think the fact that he's put his hand up, he's shown contrition from the outset. He apologised at three-quarter time, handled it well. I think a week would put a statement out there, but it still smacks of double standards by the AFL, in my opinion.
Mm.
But they can't not act on it. They have to act on it. So we'll see how that plays out this week.
Do you see you can't even give the weights of players anymore?
Give the what, sorry?
The weights of players. You can't even
No, they're not no longer in the AFL guide.
Yeah.
Were they of any use, those weights?
Yeah, I was interested to know, yeah, okay. like how strong.
Because some of them were, a lot of them were.
Especially when they put on weight, they started at 67.
Were they accurate though?
Yeah, well, that's another debate. I reckon Scotty Cummings would love to play nowadays. That's all I'm saying.
Now, just before we get on to some mail, let's just scan our eyes over the rest of the round. Collingwood Hawthorn Barra, my boys claim very, very close. And I did get a few texts from Collingwood supporters at halftime, Barra. And let's just say they were very, very, very quiet in the second half.
Oh, yeah.
Hawthorn stormed
home. Game of two halves.
I wasn't convinced by Collingwood, it's got to be said. Great byplay too with Jack Ginnivan. I thought the stuff was fantastic. Interesting comments from the coach after the game too, Sam Mitchell saying, Jack Ginnivan, he's done everything we've asked of him, just keep doing what you're doing. So, look, I think it's pretty entertaining for footy, and there was nothing nasty in it, Barra. It was just good theatre. Collingwood, they just haven't got that bite off half-back, have they? They
no.
just don't
well, not the second half. First half, they looked fine, but they just faded. It was so weird. Degoe had a great game, 31 disposals. Yep. And a goal, 17. Josh Dacos was back to his best. So maybe they're... Did you see Jordan Degoe clean...
I did.
Darcy Cameron's
nose?
Yeah,
had the blood on the nose, and you saw the tattooed hand come down and wipe the blood off.
So they're on the ground.
It was late in the game too.
Darcy's been whacked in the nose, obviously. Yeah. He's bleeding. He doesn't want him to get sent off for the blood rule. So Degoe takes it upon himself to clean his nose. The clean Darcy's nose. Without, I've never seen anything like it. Mm. Would you touch other people's blood?
No.
Unless it's your own kids or
no.
something? No way. Not nowadays. Plus a snotty nose as well.
Yeah.
I thought, and they've now the AFL's asked for an explanation.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
What do they need to be explained?
Well, what can they do though?
Yeah, well, what's well, the
I guess,
explanation?
I guess what
it's
they're
pretty
saying
bloody
is,
obvious.
Yeah, but I guess what they're saying is don't do this. So they have to ask for an explanation. It's just, it's a way of saying don't do this again.
He was
anyway.
Bleeding, and I wiped his nose.
He'll just say, I wasn't aware.
Your man, Jai Newcomb, is back to his best.
Well, he was. Yeah, he was very
that was good.
Jack and
Scrimshaw.
What did you think of Blake Hardwick, forward and four goals? It's
yeah.
interesting too. I've got
Before you go on, yeah. I just loved how they called it Jack Ginnivan's Hawks. He's been there 2 seconds.
He has. Look, the other interesting game was St Kilda Richmond. One goal to half time and managed to get the job done, St Kilda. So two wins, two losses, still very much in there, St Kilda.
Well, the Saints, did you see those quotes from Ross Lyon? He goes, he thought some aliens had taken over his team in the
first
half.
Yeah.
Like, who are these blokes? Where have they come from?
GWS Gold Coast. I thought this was almost the game of the round. I know Freo Carlton was, but gee, it was a good game. And they're right up there, Gold Coast, now. I think GWS is the team to beat, in my opinion, GWS and Melbourne.
Mate, didn't you say it was going to be an All-Sydney Grand Final last week?
I said it
week?
Was looking like that.
How would you have changed already? Matt Rowe. What a star.
He, yes,
89% he efficiency with his disposals.
What about Toby Green, another 5?
Yeah. Let me just give his stats. 26 disposals. This is Matt Rowe. Mm-hmm. 89% efficiency, 19 contested possessions, 8 clearances and a goal.
Have you seen a bloke
what a player.
Get out of a... You talk about Harley Reid shrugging tackles. What about Rowe in close in that contested situation? Mm. Just finding a way to get that handball out. It's unbelievable.
You just love blokes. Like when you're playing, you just follow blokes like that around.
Because
you know he's going to get it, and you get on the end of it. The Orange Tsunami, just before... Yep. We should mention Stephen Cornelio,
yep.
probably their best. And Toby Green starting to peak, 5 goals.
Yep.
And Jesse Hogan just keeps on keeping on.
Yep.
So they're the team to beat, aren't they?
Yeah. I just want to raise a couple other things. The Western Bulldogs and Geelong. Geelong's now won 18 of 21 and 4 of the last 5 against the Western Bulldogs. They just can't get the job done, the Dogs. So I think they're going to be one of those sides sort of fighting it out for the bottom end of the 8 right now. And Aaron Norton has sort of roles changed a bit, Barrett. It doesn't seem to be the player they target now. It seems to be the player who... really is more of a goal assist player now.
You're so right. And can I ask you this?
Mm-hmm.
Are the old cats back? Not just the 2022 ones.
I'll tell you what, well, I have to concede they're looking pretty good, aren't they?
Off a 6-day break.
I didn't even have them in the 8.
5-day break. You had them just plummeting.
Mm, I did.
I saw you. It's plummeting.
Yeah, that's a fair word. Yeah, I did say that.
And Grian Myers, you've underestimated him, haven't you?
Well, I didn't mention Grian Myers.
That's what I mean. He's the number one player for goal assists. And they call him the Messi of St. Mary's. best on ground, according
St. Mary's,
to the
which is the Geelong Football League team.
Jeremy Cameron. How did you overlook Jeremy Cameron, mate? 27
I didn't overlook him.
Yeah, well, when you shit canned him, how did you overlook him?
I thought that they'd be getting a bit older.
Right about Tom Hawkins.
Yeah.
He only had 6 disposals and Liam Jones. But they've still got Dangerfield and Guthrie to come back. Can they challenge for the flag?
Well, they clearly can. They're 4-0, so they're not my pick.
So you got them challenging now.
Still
for
not
the
my
flag.
Pick. Well, clearly the ladder suggests they can, but they're not my
you
pick.
Had them 12th.
They're not my pick.
Didn't you have them 12th?
Well, let's see. It's only mate. It's round. What is it? Round 5.
Don't you hate doing tipping pre-season?
Oh well, I think most of us got 9 at the weekend. Didn't
oh, we? Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have.
Before we,
mate, that's a rip. You ripped me off. I tipped Fremantle. Mate, oh, clearly Fremantle should have won.
Why is it so, my fault?
Well, because you got 9, I got 8. I mean, it's not right, mate.
Well, do you want me to hand you back one?
I just want
it's
you
not
admit
how it works,
that,
mate. Carlton ain't going to hand Freo back
the
4 points.
It's not a real 9. It's a pretend 9.
Is it? Okay.
Just like it was a pretend win by Carlton.
Okay. Just one other thing I want to mention before we get onto some mail is the Sydney Swans and Isaac Heaney. Is he
Brownlow
clear favourite now for the Brownlow? He's got... He's 16 votes clear in the coaches' votes. Mm-hmm. He polls in every game.
It'll be interesting to see who gets 3 votes. Will it be 3 votes, Sydney Swans, Isaac Heaney, mm-hmm. or 3 votes, Sydney Swans, Errol Goulden, who was 27 disposals, 2 goals, 773 yes. metres. Who was on him? Like, honestly, who was on him? I mean, the Eggs did well. You'd think Yoey'd get a vote. As the one vote, but it'd be out of those two. You're spot on, mate. Hey, did you mention Richmond?
So, I did mention St Kilda and Richmond. Why?
So just because they're playing West Coast.
So if West Coast lose this week, it's the worst start to a season they've had. So they'd be 5-0 or 5.
I reckon they're a big chance to win.
So no Lynch, no Noah Bolter.
Mm-hmm. Baker comes back, though.
Baker comes back.
And Dusty was super.
Yeah.
Even though there's rumours that
they look pretty good, Richmond, really. They've been the best team.
Will you be tipping them?
Sorry?
Mr.
Will
immoral,
I be tipping Richmond
tip?
This week?
Immoral 9 last week.
Are you saying?
Were you tipping them?
Well, let's wait till
morally,
Thursday.
Morally, I got 9.
Let's wait till Thursday.
Okay. Well, Dusty, there's a rumour Dusty's threatening to walk away from the game. That Richmond's having to talk him around, saying, mate, hang on, you need 9 games for 300. Hang on.
He hangs on for 300, doesn't he?
He had 30 disposals, but he didn't look like Dusty of old. Well, he wouldn't. He's
getting a bit older.
6 inside 50s. Taranto was good, but they just got... Who can stop Shea Bolton?
Yeah, he's a good player, isn't he?
19 disposals, 4 goals.
Tom Cole.
He'll have 50 of his family at Optus. Geez, it'd be good if he was playing here. Who's it? Tom Cole or...
Yeah, possibly.
Or the other fella, the young bloke? The young defender.
Yeah, Brady Hoff.
Yeah, I reckon Hoffman.
Yeah, he does a good job.
They just got to stop. If they stop Bolton, they win, I reckon. Seriously. That's how important he is. Daniel Rioli wasn't bad either.
Yeah, that's a fair call. Yeah. Hey, Barra, now it's time for this.
Saddle up your camel. It's time for the Thirsty Camel mailbag.
Thank you to our long-time sponsor, Thirsty Camel. Jim Beam White, 4.8%, only $44.99 for a 10-pack. A great special this week. This week, we have a $50 gift voucher to give away thanks to Thirsty Camel. Get your questions in to Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au. Please keep them short. Before I go on, Barra, I should mention the game tipping competition. As you said, I got 9, you got 8. John Connell was our winner this week with 9 correct and a margin of 8. Jack Carrington-Jones, 30 in total, is the overall leader with 116 margin. And did I say that I got 9 and you got 8? Yes, I did. Onto the mail this week. This one
immoral.
From Zach from Margaret River. Hey, fellas, love the Eagles' throwback jumpers on the weekend.
Mm.
In my opinion, the Navy always looked tougher than the Royal Blue. Do you agree? If so, might this have somehow contributed to their improved contest around the ball? Not sure about that, but I do agree on the jumper.
Absolutely. That Navy, I wonder why they got rid of that Navy, because they always go back to the other blue.
Have made some curious decisions over the years.
Yeah. The ochre.
Remember the budgie? Oh.
The ochre jumper.
The budgie.
Apparently it sold well, though.
Did it?
The kids loved the ochre jumper.
Okay, the budgie.
That's what you have to do. But I can remember Ash McIntosh and, you know, champions of the past wearing that jumper, and maybe it did inspire the boys a bit. It certainly looked good, that's for sure.
Andrew writes, Hi, Quarters and Barry, you have convinced me I... two don't want to go to Adelaide CBD. You should both audition for travel guides. Connor writes, hey guys, reserving my whinge regarding Frio's weekend for another topic that demands greater spotlight. The AFL set a dangerous and disappointing precedent with Clarkson's homophobic slur earlier in the year, and now with Jeremy Finlayson's alleged words, the AFL needs to have a good look at itself. Discrimination is discrimination, no matter the group, and offenders must be treated and punished accordingly. Clearly, the AFL has a problem with homophobia. Zero AFL players have come out publicly, despite former players being members of the LGBTQI plus community. The AFL is a relic of the past and continues to excuse poor behaviour having a negative influence from the top down. Unfortunately, I can't help but believe the AFL would treat this differently if it were racism or sexism. That's from Connor. That's a very good email, Connor. I do believe they will come down and suspend Finlayson for 1 week. I think he has come out. He's quite contrite. We did address this earlier. So let's just see how the week plays out. This is from Jared, who calls himself the Pilbara Peanut Barra. G'day, gents. Although Fremantle had plenty of opportunities to seal the game before the contentious touch ball debacle, let's call it a double touch, by the way, on Saturday, the call still took the game away from them. Joey Montagna suggested on the first crack that there should be a captain's challenge brought in, as in the NRL or DRS in cricket. As it is currently, the AFL seems happy enough to waste time for unnecessary long score reviews. He's right about that. So I'd be happy enough with a hold-up of this type, especially if it's match-defining thoughts. Well, we discussed it earlier. I think we're both on the same page, Barra. One captain's call.
Yeah, and the bigger ground, it's different from rugby league because it's in your face. It's right there. You can make the call easy. The captain's right there. If Pierce was playing, if he's a full forward on the weekend, what would have happened? They would have had to call him down maybe, or maybe it can be another designated nominated player
Pierce
rather than the captain.
Pierce looked pretty relaxed. He looked, when he went in to have a discussion with the umpire at the end, looked at Jordan and said, hang on, mate, I got this. I thought he handled it pretty well.
But what I was saying is that if it's a captain's challenge, that he would have been right there and made a captain's challenge, no doubt. But if he was playing at full forward, like 120
feet. Yeah, how do you get around
so
that?
So that's the only thing. So maybe, so one per game, maybe anybody can refer, or maybe there's nominated players in every area, I don't know, because that's the only difficulty. The game is different from NRL because the game's so big. And maybe you're right, maybe it is just in the last quarter or incidents within 50. And you do, I like the tactics of NRL, how they do use it tactically sometimes, and it creates a bit of, you know.
But should it be used tactically?
Yeah, well, maybe that's part of the game. That adds to
slow the game down.
And it's only one time, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
And it has to be only when there's a whistle, when there's a stoppage, so it's a free kick or a mark. If play on, you can't go, hang on, you missed that. You can't do it then.
By the way, the AFL have come out and said it's not on our agenda at the moment. It won't be happening anytime soon.
Yeah, and that's what they said about the goal thing too. Until the 2009 grand final, Tom Hawkins hits the post, the goal umpire misses it, gives it as a goal. And guess what? Geelong wins the premiership and St Kilda get heartbroken. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Happened with Collingwood against Brisbane, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, but that was a grand final, as we
so
always say.
So was the Collingwood-Brisbane one.
Yeah, but that was clear cut, wasn't it, in the end? Who was going to... Oh, you're talking about Rocker?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocker could possibly as well. But this one was the famous one. That's what changed the game. And guess what? The next week they went, yeah, we're bringing in score review. Okay, you're right. Yeah, exactly right.
The only thing is it does... The ones that are meaningless, just get the ball back into the centre. They're meant to be reviewing as they're taking the ball back to the centre. But a lot of the time it drags on and it's ugly for the game,
bloke,
I reckon.
The bloke up in the box, a bit slow. Yeah, you need to have an expert. Someone from Channel 7 who watches Vision all the time and just go bang. Yep. Yeah, there it is.
Agree.
Zoom in.
Agree. You have been listening to Quarters and Barra. We have been brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch. Download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Thank you, Barra. Thank you for listening. We will be back on Thursday to cast our eyes over the next round of football.